We are 103.9 WDKX, Rochester's number one station for R&B, hip-hop, and throwbacks. So, Joe Morelli, a very busy man. We were going to try to get you on the show Friday. First of all, thank you for joining us now. But yeah. What happened Friday was this Roe v. Wade thing, and it threw everything. We were going to talk about guns. We were going to talk about gas prices. But this thing, Joe, has gone to the top of the discussion here.
Yeah, it's funny. What happened on Friday in terms of gun legislation, the biggest gun legislation we passed in Congress in decades, got completely pushed aside because now we're dealing with fundamental basic rights. The Supreme Court has ripped away from women the right to decide what happens to their own bodies. It is almost unimaginable after 50 years. You know what they say is that young girls today will have fewer rights than their mothers and their grandmothers had. I mean, it is almost hard to process, and I think America is still going through this process. I mean, at no time in America's history have we ever pushed back on rights that were given under the Constitution by the Supreme Court or by the Congress. The first time it's ever happened in our nation's history. And at a time when probably at least 70% of Americans believe Roe should have stayed the way it was. So it's I think people are really just grieving right now and trying to figure out what do we do about this.
I guess what can be done? I know it's now gone to the states. So now the states have these sort of decisions. Some southern states have decided, you know, this is going to go immediately. New York State's a little bit different. Do you know where this goes now?
Yeah, I just want to be clear about one thing. People keep saying this, Tariq, and you just repeated it. What the court said is there's no fundamental right to an abortion, that a woman does not have the right. They struck down the notion that you have that there are privacy rights guaranteed under the Constitution. But and so while they talked about it going to the states, and it will in the short term, there's nothing that says that Congress can impose a ban nationally. The court didn't stop the Congress from doing a national ban on abortion. And my guess is, even though Republicans aren't going to want to talk about it, they're going to be quietly thinking about how do they do this. And if we lose the House and the Senate next year, I guarantee you, they will try to put a national ban on abortion. It's part of what they believe. You can't, I mean, think about it. From them, logically, if you don't believe in abortion, you don't believe it should be legal, why would you let Congress not do a national ban on it? The court didn't stop Congress from doing that. By the same token, the court also didn't say that Congress couldn't extend the right for reproductive freedom to women. All they said was it's not inherent in the Constitution, which I disagree with vehemently. And I thought Justice Alito's ruling and his opinion was cluttered with all kinds of problems. He invented things out of whole cloth that have never existed before. But there's nothing that says Congress can't put a national ban in place. And my guess is right now there are conversations going on in that movement to do exactly that. Now, the present time, it's going to be up to the states. So New York, and look, this is something I know a fair amount about. I was in the state legislature for a long time. New York is one of those places will be a haven for women. And I'm pleased to see a lot of corporations in America are saying they're going to fly employees at their expense, at the corporation's expense, to get an abortion if that's what they want to do. I saw Microsoft said it, Dick's Sporting Goods. There's a whole list of companies that are saying it. And I suspect people are going to still be able to order either from Canada or the FDA is even talking about mail ordering pills. About 55% of abortions in the United States are done very early in pregnancies and usually using a pill instead of going to a OBGYN. But wow, this is earth shattering. I mean, this basically places women as second class citizens in the United States. It's unimaginable.
Yeah, it's been a discussion I've had with most people over the weekend since it came down on Friday. It has pushed other concerns that we're dealing with. I mean, we've got our financial advisor, Sharon McKeever, coming in at 10 o'clock today to deal with the financial ends of things. Yeah. When it comes to gas prices, I know guns was huge last week as well. But you're absolutely right. This has now gone to the forefront as the number one topic in the discussion. And there's just so much. It was weird because I was telling Rain earlier this morning, we were talking on the show, how many people had these issues with mandates. and wanted my body, my health, and all this other stuff. And it led to rallies. It led to protests. And you're going to have protests here. But I'm like, isn't this the same discussion? Like, isn't this the same health issue where somebody's deciding whether or not you should have something?
Well, think about it. I mean, people objected to wearing a cloth mask over their face that they could breathe through during the middle of a pandemic that claimed a million American lives. But they don't object to the government forcing a 15-year-old to have a pregnancy, to take it to term when she doesn't want to. And by the way, all the so-called people who are so, you know, dedicated and committed to life, why are they not for child tax credit? Why are they not for child care for young babies? Why are they not for SNAP benefits? Why are they not for all the things that would nurture children in their earliest developmental years and take care of them? It seems to me once you're born, you're on your own. It is the ultimate in hypocrisy.
The
Republicans have done at the national level, particularly in brown and black communities, for them now to say, oh, we care so much about this, we're going to force you to have a pregnancy that you don't want to carry to term for 9 months. And then, oh, yeah, you can just give them up for adoption, as though that weren't emotionally wrenching and have obviously all kinds of physical implications. But the government of the United States is now going to force women to have babies they don't want to have. It's like when people say the Handmaid's Tale, this is just the beginning. And I'll tell you what, it's run by a group of people who want to make their view of Christianity, which, by the way, very different from my view of Christianity, but their view of Christianity, make it law in the United States. That's what they want to do. So if you're a Jew or a Muslim or a Hindu or anything else, and you have a slightly different view, you're going to be outside the mainstream in their worldview. Wow. This is chilling. If people aren't terrified, this is like some dystopian movie. And here's the funny thing. On Thursday of last week, the Supreme Court said your right to kill people with guns, 400 million guns on America's streets, your ability to do that, we're not going to stop you at all because the Second Amendment doesn't allow us to, which is baloney.
Yeah.
But the next day said the government, though, does have the right to intervene on the most personal decision a woman can make. Yeah. How is that possible in America?
With mass shootings at schools that are taking the lives of young kids, that's a lot to digest. Trust me, that's a lot of food to take in. Congressman Joe Morelli, thanks for the time this morning. Appreciate you as always. Anytime you need that form, let us know.
Yeah, I'd love to come back and talk more about all these important issues. But thank you, Tariq. Thank you, Cookie.
1039 WDKX.